Bumper, your timing's lousy, according to Glenn Roberts.
Well, the timing wasn't set by us. The timing was set by this government that are prepared to engage in negotiations and are prepared to continue day in and day out assault public servants. But it's this government that are throwing people on the dole queue. This government that has thrown thousands of construction workers in the unemployment in Northern Ireland. And we want to stand with our friends and colleagues in the private sector and try and build a fair and decent Northern Ireland where everybody has a job and everybody has decent wages and a decent pension to look forward to in their retirement.
Bumper, you'll appreciate there's a split this morning in terms of how people feel in this. We'll give a bit of a flavour of it. 0845955678, the number to call this morning. Bumper, have a listen to David's view. David's in Anna Long this morning. Morning, David.
Well, he's saying there that he wants to have a fair split between the public and the private sector. Tell me, can he explain the split in the wages between the two? Now, I do understand there is quite a lot of the public sector is on low wages as well, but there is a bit of a significant difference between the two. And in the private sector, over the last 3 years, we have been feeling the pinch as well. Now, we've been fighting, and it's been getting nowhere. And do they really think that doing this is going to achieve anything? Like, I understand that they're trying to prove a point, but my personal opinion is the government's made their decision and they're not going to change.
Bumper?
Well, the fact of the matter is that the big business in Northern Ireland is doing very well, but big business attacks its own ordinary workers, and we need to get workers in the private sector and the public sector working together, but we will make a difference. Today, we are showing the determination of public service workers to fight for their pay, their pensions, and more importantly, their jobs. And in doing all of that, they're also fighting to save our essential public services.
How will you tangibly be able to prove that you have made a difference? Because if we hear that the money isn't there to change this, you know, you could strike forever. And if the money's not there, it's not going to suddenly appear.
Well, the money is there. I mean, virtually every week, government prints money and it puts it in to the balance sheet of the big banks. It'd be better if they put it in to creating jobs and building infrastructure. And we will make a difference today because we will show both the Northern Ireland Executive and the Westminster Government that public servants are prepared and determined to fight this through to success. And if need be, we'll be back on the streets again.
Bran's in Glengormley this morning. Bran, you're on strike today, is that right?
Yes, I'm on strike today.
Are you on the picket line, are you?
No. I'm going down to the march from the Art College to the City Hall this afternoon. And I can see from listening to your talkers this morning that there is a split, and it's basically split between the private and the public sector. And the government have played a very savvy game where they have made people in the private sector feel that if the public sector pensions are attacked and demoralised and completely cut back, that somehow that will be better for them. And that is a complete myth, because cutting one will not make the other better. In the private sector, nobody can tell me that there is not enough wealth in the UK to improve the pensions in the private sector.
There's no money for anything, we're told. We're broke.
But you listen to this. The top FTSE 100 companies, they have enough to pay their chief executives 45 to 50% pay rises on top of the millions that they earn already. Now, there's enough wealth for those people to be targeted, and the top 1% of the UK who are milking the system at the minute, for there to be a fairer capitalist system that shares the wealth and allows people in the private sector who have terrible pensions to get better ones.
But, Brian, realistically, and in terms of day-to-day evidence,
yep.
How do you feel that being on strike today is actually going to make a difference? What do you think it is actually going to change?
It's going to show that we're not going to take any more, and it'll make a clear message to the government, if nothing else, that it cannot be pushed any further.
So how long are you prepared to strike? How long are you prepared to strike for? How many strikes are you prepared to engage in until you see changes that you basically want to see?
I'll strike until I think there's been a meaningful movement on the government's part. At the minute, the government are pretending that they were in negotiations, and then all of a sudden, whenever strikes were balloted, they then made a quick offer after that, which was just made to give them a better bargaining position to try and win them votes with the public.
So you don't think that they're negotiating in good faith?
They didn't negotiate in good faith.